This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1957. Well, it seemed like rock and roll was making some progress, and some strong progress at that. Some of the things that happened that year, package rock shows were racially mixed and packed houses appeared everywhere. Serious melees in theaters in Hartford, San Jose, and Atlanta. Theaters were destroyed in London and Sao Paulo, where rock shows were held. 40 of the top 60 songs were classified as rock and roll. Yes, rock and roll was making progress. And then the record company started something brand new. Rock and roll LPs began to appear in quantity. Hardly a country in the world wasn't listening to R&R. Everything was becoming a rock hit. The second most popular record of the year was intended as a spoof of rock and roll by a progressive jazz group, The Diamonds, and their song was entitled Little Darlin'. Well, it looked like a hopeless case if you were an anti-rock and roller. In fact, we can kind of imagine back in the year 1957, after almost two successful years of rock and roll, one anti-rocker saying to himself, "Before I listen to another rock and roll record,
that'll be the day when I die."
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1957.